This is Dakota Datebook for May 7th. Steamboats have a storied history in North Dakota. Today we share a few steamboat tales. In 1832, the Yellowstone set a record voyage up the Missouri River by reaching Fort Union on the border of present-day Montana and North Dakota. In 1837, the St. Peters spread a deadly wave of smallpox as it traveled the Missouri River. The epidemic all but destroyed the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara people. The first opinion of the Dakota Territorial Supreme Court in 1867 concerned whether the seizure of a steamboat had been proper. The crime involved was introducing into the Indian country spirituous and intoxicating liquors. In 1876, the Far West carried wounded soldiers and the news of Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer's annihilation. Bismarck Tribune editor Clement Lounsbury wrote lengthy dispatches about the episode for the New York Herald that took over 22 hours to transmit by telegraph, costing more than $3,000. In 1892, the Rosebud transported 170 quartzite monuments upriver from Pierre, which would mark the borderline between North and South Dakota west of the Missouri River. Many of these pink-colored monuments still stand today. A remnant of the steamboat era stands over the Yellowstone River near Cartwright, North Dakota, the Fairview Lift Bridge. The bridge was completed in 1913. Its middle section could be raised and lowered to allow steamboats to pass. But the lift section was only raised once for a test. Railroads had made steamboats obsolete. For many years, the bridge served both trains and automobiles. Today, the Fairview Lift Bridge is a walking path that leads to the abandoned Cartwright Tunnel. Steamboat travel wasn't easy. The boats feasted on wood for fuel, and the Missouri River's muddy waters posed dangers such as sandbars and other snags. On this date in 1887, the Eclipse left Bismarck on its way upriver to Fort Benton in Montana Territory. But the next day, the boat struck a rock near Fort Berthold and broke a hole in her hull. Her stern sank in 12 feet of water, with her bow in the shallows. 18 inches of water filled the hold. The cargo was valued at $35,000. It was offloaded to shore, and another steamboat picked it up, but nearly $2,000 worth was lost. The Eclipse would eventually be raised and repaired and returned to Bismarck. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.